From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Eureka City Council's meeting behind closed doors Tuesday to talk about the city manager position. Current city manager Greg Sparks announced his retirement in July, and the recruitment period closed at the end of last month. Council members will meet with a recruiter and will also narrow down applicants to top candidates and finalize the interview process. According to Lost Coast Outpost, in addition to being individually interviewed by council, candidates will be interviewed by a panel of community members selected by council. Humboldt State University releasing its public safety information, including how it handled incidents of sexual violence and emergency situations. For the 23 campuses in the California State University system, the report, which includes numbers for the last 3 years, reveals crimes that were reported on campus, in certain off-campus buildings, or property owned or controlled by CSU, and on public property within or immediately adjacent to campus. According to HSU numbers, there were 4 reported rapes on campus last year, down from 5 in 2017. Other findings, 141 disciplinary referrals for drug law violations, 0 illegal weapons arrests, 12 burglaries, and no reported cases of murder or manslaughter. 2 people killed in a crash Wednesday on State Route 299 just west of the Willow Creek area still haven't been identified. Emergency personnel responding to the scene, locating a westbound 2010 Chevy armored truck that had collided with an eastbound Mazda sedan, causing fatal injuries to the driver and passenger of the Mazda. The armored truck driver, 35-year-old Bradley Huss of Redding, received minor injuries. Both the driver and passenger of the Mazda are foreign nationals, their identifications being withheld pending notification of kin. A preliminary investigation indicates the driver of the Mazda traveling eastbound on State Route 299 at an unsafe speed, lost control, and traveled into the westbound lanes where it struck the armored truck. Alcohol not believed to be a factor in the collision. Due to recent rainfall and some cooler temps, Forest Supervisor Ted MacArthur announcing that the Six Rivers National Forest will be lifting fire restrictions starting today. With no restrictions, forest visitors can once again have open campfires outside of designated campgrounds, provided they're in possession of a valid campfire permit. Rio Del Mayor Deborah Garnes and Eureka Mayor Susan Seaman have produced a video advisory on PG&E's Public Safety Power Shutoff Program. PG&E's new wildfire mitigation program, called a PSPS, could shut off electrical services to entire cities or regions during specific weather conditions in order to prevent wildfires that could result from down power lines. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.